K-State Nation, y'all know what it is, the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. This is Eddie Greer here for another edition of this K-State Podcast, all things K-State sports. Just first time listening to this podcast, once again, thank you so much for tuning in to the latest edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Women's golf here in just a moment. Obviously, we'll get into that. And then I am here as we are midway through KU week here in Kansas City, Missouri, coming to you on this Wednesday, October 22nd, 2025. Thank you so much for tuning in to the latest edition of the podcast here, folks. iTunes, Spotify, wherever you listen to your favorite podcast here. Podbean app, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. Once again, that is Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. That is G-R-I-E-R, number 3, E-D-I-D, possibly as podcast. Again, G-R-I-E-R, the number 3, E-D-D-I-D, possibly as podcast. More coverage of your K-State Wildcats, folks. Real quick of note, I did say, I don't think, and I apologize for it. I might have said Big 12 Media Days for women's basketball last week. I did see pictures late yesterday evening that there was K-State Women's Big 12 Media Days. K-State was in Kansas City yesterday there. I'll touch on that in a separate podcast. I'll have to get some notes out for that one there as well. So K-State Women's Basketball did have Big 12 Media Days yesterday, so there's that there as well. And again, just some new faces, a lot of new faces on both squads, the men's and women's basketball team. We'll get into all of that, of course, as they're approaching their seasons there as well. But women's golf, Power Cat Invitational, whelp sweep, back-to-back sweeps. Men's golf did it in the beginning of the fall semester, and the women's golf team wrapped up their season doing the same thing. They, of course, had a 20 shot lead or something like that yesterday there. Three players were on top of the leaderboard yesterday there in their victory there as well here. And it looks like, let me see here. Yeah, K-State did win. Well, obviously, I just said that. K-State won yesterday, Power Cat Invitational, and goes back to win the men's as well, won the Wildcat Invitational back at Colbert Hills. You have to protect your home court, and that's what they did yesterday there as well. Yeah, three players were for K-State, was on top of the leaderboard yesterday there as well. K-State winning this event for the second straight year, 20, that was 20 shot win, and yesterday concluded that with a 27 point win there at Colbert Hills yesterday there as well. So got that going on as well. I don't know what's going on over there. This is the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer here in the house for another edition of this podcast, all things K-State sports. The K-State Women's Golf Team capturing the Power Cat Invitational yesterday at Colbert Hills in Manhattan, Kansas there as well. Let me see. Yeah, 27 shot victory over Cincinnati, who was at 13 over par, 877. Wildcats finishing the second round score, or yesterday, I mean, it was a 12 over par, 300 there as well. And how about this, folks? I'm going to go ahead and say it. Yesterday, even though, yes, this woman has been on the team for all year since we started this podcast, Noah Van Beek, it was Natami Nakashima earning her first victory, collegiate victory, and all that, first victory for K-State women's golf on the individual side there as well. A sophomore, 5 under, par 211, and she was the only player with an 88 in this 88-player individual field to finish under par. Very impressive there, especially, you know, and, hey, look, I've not played much golf. Been much golf out there in Colbert Hills. The only golf I do is long range, but hearing the things that I've heard over the years while living in Manhattan, Colbert Hills is a very tough golf course. So to be able to do that, a sophomore, you know, and look, Natami is only a sophomore, and she's taking some steps here in 2025 already, and to win on a course like that, pretty damn impressive there for Natami Nakashima winning the Power Cat Invitational. K-State easily taking care of the Powercat Invitational yesterday in Manhattan, Kansas, protecting your home field, literally. Like I've been saying throughout the fall semester, taking care of business and doing what you got to do to win it. And that's what Stuberk's club did yesterday. Head coach Stuberk, by the way, for those that are fresh to this podcast and new to this podcast anyways, he is the head coach for K-State Women's Golf, which, by the way, he goes on and say, quote, mission completed, and goes on to say here, quote, we are delighted to defend Colbert Hills and go back-to-back in our home tournament in such emphatic fashion. The ladies did an incredible job all week. I can't even begin to describe how difficult the golf course played with the high winds. We set the course up tough because we wanted to end the fall with a great idea of what we need to improve on and work on those things, work on those areas or things over the off season to be ready for the spring, end quote, as well. Yeah, so again, you're talking about, you know, getting ready for spring, right? Obviously, with the cooler conditions coming in now, obviously, and it's going to get even worse, the cooler conditions anyways, whether you're living in Kansas, if you're a K-State fan in Kansas City or in Manhattan or in between somewhere or outside of the region, you know, the winter is going to get real difficult. So to be able to see the anatomy, this young squad, the Kelsey Chens of the world, the Vesa Padawans, the Julia Barrister Barrios of the world, very freaking impressive right there for this team to dominate. And you, hey, and whether, you know, football, they didn't do, they've lost at home. They haven't played well up until this point of the season. We've seen the disappointments and all that stuff. We've seen it all. So to protect your home course, Colbert Hills, is for the men's golf team and for both teams, the golf teams, to represent K-State like that, pretty impressive there as well. It was the fourth team title for the Wildcats in Burke's 2+ seasons as head coach, in addition to the 8th individual championship in his tenure. Obviously, call it or not, K-State legend, folks, had a hand in those, and also Sophie Burt, Big 12 champion last year as well. So now Nanami Nakashima adding her name to that list, that short list for Stuberk. It's impressive. It's definitely impressive there to see Nanami grow as well. Nakashima from Kani, Japan, second top 5 finish of her career, K-State career, obviously, and then that only, and she has now gone back to back top 5s now with this win, in both of her top 5s coming in this exact tournament there as well. Let me see, and then we're going back to Stuberk here. Quote, I am really delighted for Naomi Nanami to get her first collegiate college win, especially being the only player under par over a 3-day span, and how she handled herself in the final round, especially coming down the stretch, end quote there from Coach Burke once again. Nakashima won under par in the first 13 holes, despite, look, it's been windy the last couple of days, and thank goodness it's not that windy, at least for this morning anyways, by the way. One under par there, let me see, Van Beek tallied her third best career finish at K-State in each of her last 3 events there, 6th at the Blessings Collegiate, 4th at OU, and now she put the finishing touches there, was 2 under par in the second round yesterday morning there, 3 over par 75 for the red hot Noah Van Beek. So hey, if Noah probably didn't want to stop right here to kind of take a break from between the fall and spring schedules there as well, as well she's playing right there. So Noah Van Beek, look, the singer that she is, the hard worker that she is, leading by example right there. 3 finishes off the fall semester red hot for K-State. Kelsey Chen, career best finish, 6th place. That came back at Puerto Rico actually there as well. So there is that as well. Yeah, I think she finished 6th, or yeah, she was there. Yeah, she was top 3 somewhere in there. I gotta look at the leaderboard again. This is your host coming unprepared here in the Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Yeah, so I'm thinking, yeah, it was Nanami Nakashima, then Van Beek, and then Kelsey Chen. That's what I'm thinking, because there's 3 individuals there for K-State that ended up finishing top of the leaderboard. So we're gonna roll with that there here on the podcast. So yeah, there's that there as well. Keep on moving on. Yeah, Kelsey Chen And then Keen Fittipaldi won fourth top 20 finish in her first five events as a K-State Wildcat, finishing 11th overall yesterday at a 12 over par as well. And then the three Wildcats individuals, Staley Fields, freshman, and then your junior duo of Julia Barristow-Barrio and Lincoln Navarro were in the top 30 there as well, as they wrap up the fall semester with a team win in the Powercat Invitational, and Nanami Nakashima earning her first collegiate win as a K-State Wildcat, taking control, and not only that, having to fend off her own teammates to do it in Van Beek and Kelsey Chen there as well. So the next time we're going to be talking, it's going to be a minute before we talk K-State women's golf again. Maybe we'll do a recap over the Podbean app, who knows. But next time the K-State the women's golf team takes center stage won't be until February, the beginning of February in the new year, Lord willing. If I make it there Well, again, say take one day at a time, EG3, take one day at a time. But yeah, so the next time we'll see this women's golf team in February, the beginning of February, and they're going to be the Puerto Rico. Speaking of Kelsey Chen earning a career best at Puerto Rico, Puerto Rico Classic will kick off the spring semester for the Kansas State women's golf team, head coach Stuberk and company there as well. But what a way to end the fall semester, basically sweeping top podium all three spots, and Nanami Nakashima winning the Powercat Invitational, and K-State taking care of business as well, winning, defending home field advantage. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it where a podcast found, free and available daily, or a chance to record K-State content. It's the first time listening to this podcast. Thanks to us for tuning in to the latest edition of this podcast. Again, apologize for the little bit of unpreparedness of the show. I'm recording this early in the morning, so we're getting woken up with a big K-State victory. Hopefully, we'll see a K-State victory on the football field on Saturday morning on TNT. And, of course, volleyball team, again, they're going to be in action Friday night in Lawrence. This is KU Week here on the Pearl Project Podcast, KU Week on the K-State campus. Again, Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you listen to your podcast there. Podbean app, I already mentioned that. Go check out the latest episodes over on the Podbean app. Download the Podbean app right now, K-State Nation. It is Greer 380's Podcast. Greer 380's Podcast. G-R-I-E-R. The number 3, E-D-D-I-D, apostrophe S Podcast. Again, that's G-R-I-E-R. The number 3, E-D-D-I-D, apostrophe S Podcast. And, of course, keep spreading the word about the Pearl Project Podcast to other K-Staters out there in Manhattan, Kansas there, as well as we get rolling here as K-State Women's Golf closes out the fall semester 2025 with victories on both the team and individual side. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Again, congratulations again goes out to Nanami Nakashima and the K-State Women's Golf team for taking care of business again. Take care of business against the field in Colbert Hills there as they take care of the Powercat Invitational. This has been another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Go Cats. Alex and Eddie Greer here for the podcast. And, of course, we'll be with y'all each and every day, of course, 99.2% of the time. Again, Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Appreciate y'all, K-State Nation out there, for listening to another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats.